Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Hello, sir. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we want to take 5 minutes of your time to ask you some questions regarding to some issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area.
Sorry, I didn't get you very well. Can you speak a little slower?
Okay. We're conducting a survey about the issues facing children of Boston and the schools in your area, and we want to get your opinion about this situation.
What happened?
Okay.
I'm not really aware.
Do you have any children living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Yes, but
okay.
He lives with mom, not with me. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not the custodian part.
Well, but I mean, this is something important for your kids and for you as a parent, because this is the way we can improve the way, you know, we work. Like this.
Where do you belong to? What institution?
This is a Metro Research. This is a
Metro. What's Metro? What's Metro?
Is the name of the company, sir.
For what?
We are a polling firm. We make polls of people. We survey and that's our job.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, thank you. How many kids you have?
One.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes the school your child attend this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston?
Yes.
Carter School?
No, I said school? Yes already. Yeah, it's public. Yeah.
Okay. And what is your age, sir?
60.
And how do you how would you describe your race?
My race, white, Hispanic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, is your child in this? What year is attending your kid?
15 kindergarten. Born. Yeah, well, I've been all the time until, well, what's the question exactly?
What school are you, is your child attending this year?
Ah, okay. The General Lawrence Technical School.
It's like first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade?
No, 11th.
11th?
11th.
Okay. Okay. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS, system, is the district overseen of a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the public schools system?
Very, very satisfied. Very, okay. Very. Yeah.
Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school? Would you give?
I grade them A because it's the best. Yeah.
A. Okay.
Right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
A.
Awesome. And thinking now about mm-hmm. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston
A.
Public Schools?
A.
Okay, now, sir, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovate, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public Schools system living up to this commitment? Very well.
Well, well.
Okay.
I live in Lawrence, but the Greater Lawrence Technical School belongs to Andover. You know?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay? So, there's a difference, but the Lawrence High School has agreements with MIT, which I like to be offered to my son, you know, because they
yeah.
don't get it. They don't get it.
Yeah.
Despite it's from Andover, which is higher, supposedly, education, you know, system.
Because they partner with the community, families, and students, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
Can you repeat it?
Yes. How well would you say that the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
Experiment? What? What?
No. Partnering.
Partnering? What? I don't get that word.
Okay, don't worry. We're gonna skip that one.
No. Repeat, please.
It's partnering, from being partners.
Partners. Okay.
Yeah, partnering.
Yeah. Yeah, there.
Okay.
Very, very good. Not excellently, but yeah.
And if you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? I will read a list of options and you can select up to two. So the first one is parents, next one teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group.
Oh man, you're making it too long, to tell you the truth. I'm not gonna be able to answer all these questions right now, okay? I'd rather get another phone call, okay? Some other time.
I'll try to make it a little shorter.
Yeah.
Okay, so please just continue with me. We're almost done.
Okay.
How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged? Somewhat engaged? Not at all?
Oh, no. They're very, very engaged. Yeah.
Okay. And as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you agree or disagree with that quote?
I agree. No, okay. I like him. Yeah, of course.
The communication I receive from the Boston public school system are easy to understand. Are you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay. And my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
All right. Now, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at the school? Very concerned? Somewhat? Not at all?
Very, very concerned.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some school within the Boston public school system? A great deal? A fair amount? Not at all?
Can you repeat the question, please?
How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston public school system?
To close?
Yes. To handle
with
okay.
Yeah.
As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston public schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. So many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some other schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about this situation?
Anything. No, nothing.
Nothing?
No.
All right. Well, now, as you know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Would you say that you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements for the Green New Deal for BPS? Merging some schools?
Yes.
You strongly support that element?
Yes. Strongly. Yeah.
Closing some schools?
Yeah.
Modernizing some schools?
Of course. Yeah.
And renovating schools.
And making them more secure, you know, because...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rate the condition of your child's school?
What condition?
The conditions of the school. Great conditions, good conditions, poor conditions, okay. Terrible conditions.
They're great conditions.
Okay.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And to the best of your knowledge, would your child school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools?
Of course, yeah. He's
all right.
Eager.
And how familiar are you with the history of a school's integration and abusing in Boston during the 1970s?
Anything. No.
Nothing?
No.
All right.
Nothing. Because, well, I got here in the 2000s.
Okay. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
Excuse me?
Does any of your children attend BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
No.
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 Okay. Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation?
I don't know.
Don't worry. Thinking about the way the Boston public schools could work against the long-term impact of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
No, they're doing the right amount.
Okay. Do you feel that your child's school foster an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
Yeah. air or end?
Sorry?
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, yes, yes. Do you feel that your child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, how has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your child's school changed over the past few years? There are more now, or there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
I don't know.
Don't worry. The last few questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
What's that?
Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
Well, no, not that I know, because I'm not a custodial parent, okay?
Does your child receive service for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
He showed interest, but never did it. No.
Okay. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only English?
Well, I'm a Hispanic guy, okay? But when he gets to my family's house, well, we speak Spanish, and he hears, he kind of understands and gets connected, you know?
Okay. Okay, I understand. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
Well, I'm originally from Peru.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've been traveling a lot.
Were you born outside? I mean, in Peru, and then you came to this place, or you have lived here your whole life?
No. I'm in a point that I don't know if I will go to Mexico or anywhere somewhere else. Not Peru, that's
right. Yeah. How long have you lived in the city of Boston?
I don't live in the city of Boston anymore. I'm in Lawrence, you know. Well, it's considered Boston, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's been, as I told you, I've been coming calm for, you know, but I stayed from 2003 to now.
Did you say from 1 to 4 years? 5 to 9?
Yeah. 21. Well, I just got here to Houston, Texas. I didn't come to Massachusetts, okay?
Okay.
I didn't come to Massachusetts straight. It took me a while to get here, okay?
But the question is, how many time you spent living in Boston? The city of Boston, less than a year, 1 to 4, 5 to 9, 10 to 19, 20 or more years?
20 or more.
20 or more?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Man, you said you were taking a minute, so How long there it's going to take? Because I got to go, okay?
Okay, because this is the last question.
If you don't finish it in 1 minute, I'm gone.
This is the last question.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
In where? In Peru or the United States?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just...
Well, in the United States was 2014.
No, I mean, what is the last year of schooling? You have a high school graduate, some college, postgraduate, master's degree?
I told you, 2014.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
And I got one more question. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to less than 35.
Nowadays, well, I've got to more, well, 20K plus, you know, but now I'm in the half of it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem. That was my last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and for all your patience. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much for your patience.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Era una señora. Yo todo este tiempo vi que estaba hablando con un maestro y le dije yo, señor, ¿qué crees? ¿Qué te crees? Me dijo, que estás hablando con un hombre. Es que tenía voz de hombre. Joder, puta.